I'm speaking today with Otis Jordan, who is a candidate for Houston City Council in District D. Otis, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
Because I've been serving the citizens of Houston for 30 years. I have service in my blood. I'm compassionate. I care about people. This is what I've been doing all of my adult life, pretty much. You know, I served in the military, 30 years in the fire department. I've seen a lot of stuff that in the fire department, fire service, people good, bad, and when they're sick, when they lost everything, and I know a lot of the issues that's in District D, and I think I can do a good job.
Now, as you say, you've retired after 30 years with the fire department. You were a captain when you retired. Obviously, Houston Fire Department has been in the news in these recent months with the allegations out of that firehouse, the two female firefighters. Seems like it hasn't been in the news as much lately. There's an investigation going on. Can you tell me, do you know what the status of that is right now?
The status right now is that they have the two law firms that came in, and they're going around to fire stations asking questions and taking statements from people. But just like you, I'm wondering what's going on with the OIG investigation. You know, it seemed like it just got quiet. You had a couple of debates where they asked candidates questions about what would you do to straighten out the fire department, and nobody really wants to tackle what the real problem is and how to solve it. It's a problem that's not going to be fixed overnight. It needs to be discussed, and the fire department has big problems. And let me just say this. Basically, 98% or 99% of all the firemen are good firemen. You just have some few bad people scattered here and there that do what they do. And those people need to be found and dealt with and corrected so citizens can get the best service and firefighters' names won't be tarnished by a few people.
Well, since you brought it up, what does need to be done?
First of all, you need to start at the top with the administration. I think that leadership is been lacking. It's not strong enough. They're not setting an example. A lot of things have been almost like covered up. And to keep from the department being exposed, and it just needs to be some strong leadership at the top. So hopefully with this new administration, they can clean house at the top, get some fresh blood in there, some diversity, some people that believe in strong values, believe in integrity, and stop the good old boy, old day fire department.
Okay. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, the stuff at the top is a role for the mayor. The mayor appoints the chief. What role does city council play in this?
The city council would probably just give the input, and they would have to confirm whoever the mayor's choice is. So each council person needs to have a feel for what's going on in the fire department, and I think they do. They've asked questions, and they just need to be fair and honest on what's going on and pick the best person for the job. I don't see, hopefully I don't see them leaving the same person in place, because it's been
definitely... You're referring to Chief Bariski?
Bariski. It's been shown that the leadership is poor.
Okay. When I talk to candidates and office holders about issues involving the city's budget, I mean, we all know that, you know, public safety is the biggest component of the city's budget. And usually when people say that, they're referring to the police department, but the fire department is a part of that as well.
Yes.
So let me ask you, is the city of Houston adequately funding the fire department? And given that, you know, the city is in, you know, a tight budget situation and in a deficit situation, you know, what opportunities do there exist, you know, to achieve efficiencies within the fire department's budget?
The fire department part of it is a lot less than what it is for the police department. The police department, from what I'm seeing, is like 49%, and we're at 27%. It comes to 67 to 69% of the budget on public safety. There's a lot of money spent with overtime. We just gonna have to streamline those budgets and see where the loss is. you know, dealing with overtime, that you can hire a cadet a lot cheaper than you can pay somebody all this money that we're paying out in overtime. The overtime is quite a bit. We need to look at people that are sitting on desk jobs that could be in police vehicles, that could be out at the fire station. Look at paramedics who are getting paid paramedic pay who are not doing that function. You know, it's some waste in both of those jobs, but the pay is not the same anymore. We used to have pay parity, and now, you know, with under Mayor Brown, they broke pay parity, and the firefighters don't make as much as police officers do. And there's just some real things that need to be looked at for us being efficient and getting the best buck for what we pay for, you know, with both police and fire.
I mean, one issue that also comes up when I talk to people in regards to public safety is issues with the communications equipment that HPD uses, where it's not always compatible with, for example, the equipment that other agencies like the Sheriff's Department or Constables use. But the police and the fire department need to talk to each other as well. Are there issues there? Does the fire department have, you know, from a technology viewpoint, does the fire department have the right equipment?
Communications equipment for us being dispatched, it's pretty good, but I'm sure it could be upgraded. One of the main things that I would be concerned with being a firefighter is communicating when you're in the fire and being able to talk back to the dispatcher. A lot of the things that we have, they're tied into our air mass, and you have to hook all this stuff up that gets caught in stuff. And there's better equipment for us that could be built into that mask where you just click a button and talk. We don't have that. And, you know, it could always be upgraded for us, the communications. But dispatching from police to fire, we have channels that we can talk to them on. But for us, other police officers with other police agencies, I don't know the exact on how they communicate it. It's a different frequency. So you got a lot of people talking about all of these agencies working together. They're talking about HISD, Metro, the county, all these people working together. They're talking about it, but I don't think anybody's went out and put all this stuff together and made communication with the different agencies. We got people just saying that's what they want to do.
Okay. I believe the firefighters have their pension, like the police officers, separate from the rest of city employees. And we know that there's a looming financial issue with those pensions. Is that issue the same with firefighters' pensions?
Oh, yes. Firefighters would like for their pension to stay handled by our pension people. They don't want theirs tied with the cities and all mixed in together. I heard some of the controllers that are running, you know, they want to bring everything, I think, want to bring it all together. And firefighters, they like it being separate, you know, because it's, the fund is doing real well, you know. So.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about some other stuff here for a minute. You know, Metro is going forward with some more of its light rail construction. There's still a couple of lines that they have not really started on yet. What is your opinion of the progress they've made? I believe the Main Street line goes through parts of District D, and the Southeast line is in parts of District D.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on, you know, how Metro is doing with what it's got going on right now? And looking ahead, mm-hmm. you know, if you were elected, you would be eligible to serve through 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you want Metro to be a few years down the line?
The biggest thing that I've seen and the biggest problem that we listen to from the constituents is that the constituents are not being informed about what's going on with the rail. If your streets are being closed off and you're going to have to make different blocks to get out of your neighborhood to make it inconvenience for you or for police or fire to get to you, a lot of those constituents are upset. And then you have other people who want economic development and want, you know, transportation at the end of MLK and this type of stuff. You got two sides of it. And the main issue is informing the people of what you're going to do and hearing their side of where they want to go with. I'm just going to be a voice of the community and the constituents and work with city council and the mayor to try to make the city work best and move the city around.
Okay. One other issue that city council has been dealing with lately, of course, has been issues relating to immigration. All the mayoral candidates are talking about whether the police and the jail should be questioning people on their immigration status. There's a lot of controversy around this. What role, if any, do you think HPD and the city jail should be playing in dealing with matters of immigration?
HPD, I know they're out on the street here, and you got officers being killed, and they're being killed by different people, not just immigrants. That's a real touchy subject. You know, you don't want racial profiling, but you want the police officers to be safe also. You know, so it's just something that we would have to come together and come up with the best answers for how do we approach these people when we stop them without violating their civil rights? Because you can't just say this guy's an immigrant. You just can't pick this guy and say who he is. You got to have a cause for stopping that person and go from there.
One of the things that all of the mayoral candidates have talked about in terms of dealing with Houston's budget situation is trying to bring development and economic growth to the city. What opportunities do you see for that in District D, and how would you like to see the next mayor follow through on that?
I would like to see the neighborhoods brought back to where they were for District D, like they were in the 70s. Dowling Street, some of those streets, OST, MLK, we had small businesses all up and down those streets. Now you go down Dowling, everything's closed down, OST is coming back a little bit. There has to be some incentives for businesses coming to that community. And we look at stuff like grocery stores for the whole district. Most of our stores are Foodoramas. There are no big chain stores like Kroger's, ATV. We only have one ATV in the whole district, and District D is the size of Atlanta. You know, well, you do have that area out there in Montrose. They might have a pretty good store out there, but basically, we have nowhere to shop. We have businesses are few and far between in District D, and that needs to be worked on to try to develop it, bring in some jobs, grants or whatever we need to make that. Make it a better place for us to live, better quality of life.
Okay. One of the things that City Council will be dealing with in the very near future, probably in 2011, is redrawing the district boundaries and adding in two new City Council districts. How do you want to see that process go, and how do you want to see it affect District D?
I don't want to pick and say, hey, we want this section cut out of that section. We just want it divided to where it's equal, to where you can manage it and you can bring people together, the people that you have in your district together, whatever that line ends up being. You know, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Get back to public safety for a minute. It seems like the hot topic among the mayoral candidates, as far as that goes, is a return to neighborhood policing.
Mm-hmm.
District D, I think is an area is an area that has some crime problems, like all of Houston does.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your opinion of the state of policing in District D, and where would you like to see improvements made?
Just all over the district in the residential areas. The police officers are going to have to roll up their sleeves, and they're going to have to, it's going to have to be some extra work on the part of the police officer, the civic clubs, the super neighborhoods, the people who live there. They're going to have to come together, and we're going to have to work this out to make it work, to run the crime out of our neighborhoods. It's going to be hard work. You know, it's just like in the fire department. We got to prevent fires by going out putting smoke detectors and passing out flyers on how to make your home safe. You have to do the same thing with policing. Those police officers are going to have to come neighborhood friendly, where they know the neighbors and the people that live in those neighborhoods, and where the neighbors feel free to call and know you by name and say, hey, look, we have something going on over here. You know, I'm going to give you an example of that at Willow Ridge High School. You know, and I tell the people at that school, you know, don't do that. If they have a child that goes down, a lot of times they'll call us on the cell phone. You know, before they call, I say, look, call dispatch first. You know, we get involved in the neighborhood, knowing what's going on, and working together with those people is going to bring it all together. We got to all be a part. The police can't do it by themselves. You know, we can't put that just on them. You know, and the police officers are going to have backup. They're going to have to want to feel safe to where they're not going to be out here in one-man units, you know, getting attacked by themselves. You know, it's just a big job.
Obviously, we're going to be on. I referenced this a couple times, but obviously, we are electing a new mayor this fall. What is your assessment of Mayor White's term in office, and how would you like to see the next mayor be like him or not like him?
Mayor White, he's been in there for 6 years. I would say, you know, if you look at it as a whole, as the city, a lot of time I would look at the fire department, and what we're looking at now, we're talking about the whole city. We made it through Ike, we made it through the good and the bad, and he's done a fair job. I'm not going to get out here and say he did excellent or he did terrible. You know, basically, you know, he tried some things in the fire department that didn't work, and a lot of the laws and statutes that they have in place. One thing that we would have liked to see more of was more being more accountable in the community. You know, coming back, it's like politicians coming to your church when they want to vote. And people ask me now, will you come back and see us? Come back and just tell me, hey, look, we were trying to do this. And I know with the mayor, it's hard to make this whole city because this is a big city. But you get, in a six-year term, you should make some rounds to these neighborhoods and let the people that voted you in, let them know that you're trying to do a good job for them and represent them.
Do you have a preference for mayor in this election?
At this point, I'm not going to... I don't have a preference right now because, hey, I'm running myself, and neither one of those candidates have endorsed Otis Jordan, so I'm not going to step out here and pick a candidate right now. I'll make that choice. It's still up for grabs on that.
Okay. You're running against an incumbent in District D, Wanda Adams. Why have you decided to do that?
Well, because we heard some concerns of neighbors and civic clubs and super neighborhoods, and not to speak negative, I just feel that I can do a better job. I can work harder. I can work longer. I can go see more people, and I know what people need in District D. I've worked in that district maybe 20, 25 years as a firefighter. I rode around the city at night. I made people's homes when it was the bad time, the good time, when they lost everything. A lot of this stuff we know and we see, and we know the problems of those areas. And I'm that. I have that in my blood. I'm compassionate. I know how to talk to people, and I know how to respect people. I'm very humble, and I believe in what I'm doing. And I know I can do a better job.
All right. Well, normally I wrap things up by asking why people should vote for you, but I think you've already answered that question. So, okay. Otis Jordan, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.